Hi, I'm Andrew, an entrepreneur and a computer science student.
Hi, I'm Raveen, a psychology major student.
And you're now listening to the InkTots podcast, where we ponder and talk about incongruous thoughts ranging from our daily life to the human mind.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of InkTots podcast. Today is quite cloudy outside, like it's making you feel very kind of depressed and sad, other than that, the past whole week has been quite normal. Like we're just working on our own stuff, and because I'm working on a few assignments at the moment, so that's the reason that inspired me of today's topic, which is about multitasking. What we can always recognize as ourselves doing is that when we're working on something, let's say it's assignment or even our work, we tend to play some music or YouTube videos and just let them play in the background. Most of the time we thought that we could handle both at the same time, but is that something that is really happening? I mean, are we really able to focus on the stuff that we're doing? Which is something I guess a lot of the scientists have been discussing and trying to find out, and obviously the answer is no. But I guess a lot of us has been taught on multitasking and also why we shouldn't multitask. But at the end of the day, do you notice that we actually still do it? So that's the thing that I like to talk about, which is why are we still multitasking, although we have been taught about the potential negative outcomes or negative impact of multitasking. Most of the time when we are actually clear that if we need to work on, let's say, task A first, so that we are able to move on to the next task after that, but a lot of the time we're actually being disturbed or distracted by the idea that, I haven't completed task B yet, so I really need to get it done. But in fact, we are not even done with task A yet. So at the end of the day, we might get frustrated or we frequently switch tasks between task A and task B, and in the end, we might feel extremely tired, but we notice that we have actually not done much, because most of the time we are actively switching between tasks. I guess most of us know that when we are trying to multitask, it's not like we are able to separate our focus into half and do both at the same time, because biologically we are not being designed that way, and we evolve and just focus on single tasks actually. So we're actually not able to do that biologically, because of the architecture of the brain and the mind network. When we are trying to so-called multitask, we're actually actively switching our attention between two tasks. So every time when we are switching our attention to another task, we are actually trying to gather all the information again and build up the attention and focus on that one task. So it is actually a form of distraction, though we all understand, and I know that I am actually aware of the negative impact, but I notice that I still continue doing so, and a lot of people around me as well. So I guess one of the obvious reason might be the idea of media multitasking, because of media multitasking, it has been giving us the instant availability of those things that we wanted, like let's say just to play music or to get access to any of those YouTube videos. We actually just need seconds, like just clicking on it and it's now played. So most of the time, we don't even notice that we are actually multitasking after a while, or maybe after we have done something and notice that, actually we are multitasking. So a lot of the time, I guess most of us might have this experience very when we're working on our assignments, we tend to play music in the background. Yeah. And we're actually telling ourselves, like, you know, it actually makes me feel more focused and everything, but sometimes it's actually not that much. Yeah, it doesn't play that much of a huge role there. Yeah, because it is actually a form of distraction. It can potentially decrease the quality of our work, the speed of us in completing one task, and the accuracy of the work itself as well. And sometimes, even though we're able to produce it in a good accurately and a decent quality of work, but we might produce something that is not that in-depth. Yeah, so most of the time we don't really notice all this until all this so-called accumulated negative impacts started to show up, because it has been accumulated for quite a while and now they are obvious to us. Yeah. So I've been talking about like multitasking, and I actually know that it actually brings a lot more negative impact compared to positive ones, but still I'm doing it. But like, why and how? So for me, I notice that when I'm walking alone towards my destination, like especially now that I'm in the UK, most of the time, yeah, we walk to our destination. We don't have car, and it's actually not that far, and the weather is actually quite good for you to just walk to wherever you want. Yeah, so when I'm walking towards my destination, let's say every Wednesday I actually go to the Pilates class at the uni sport center. So whenever I'm walking, I notice myself that if I don't do this, I'll feel uncomfortable, which is I'll put on my earphone and play either some podcast or music. Yeah, nowadays it's more towards podcast because I feel like I'm getting something out of it. Yeah. So I used to think that it's actually helping me to save time. You know, I don't have time to just sit down there and listen to the podcast, because I need the brain capacity to process the content that I'm listening to. Yeah, but I feel like I'm wasting time doing that. But when I'm walking, yeah, I can do that, right? Yeah, I'm trying to save my time. But because of that experience, although I know that maybe for condition or situation like this, I'm actually saving time, I'm not quite sure, but that experience itself did let me think about it. I mean, give it a second thought, because I noticed like if I don't put it on, I actually don't feel quite comfortable. Yeah, I'm not sure, is it because I'm alone? Because if I'm working with someone else, I won't do that. Yeah, I'd rather talk to someone else or yeah, whatsoever. But if I'm walking alone, yeah, I'll usually do that. So although I have to admit, like a lot of the time I was actually inspired by some of those podcasts that I'm listening to and come up with some ideas that I've never thought of, but still it is multitasking. Yeah. And because of that, I guess we're just so afraid to be alone or just feel comfortable with that moment itself. We don't really immerse ourselves that much in whatever that we're doing. Like when we're walking, actually the weather is nice, the weather is good, the sceneries along the way is actually pretty as well. You can actually take time to look at it, reflect about it, or yeah, just do something like this, like being mindful in that moment, yeah, being present. But a lot of the time I notice I'm not doing that, yeah, because I'm just focusing on the podcast that I'm listening to and trying to make sense of what I'm listening to, and try to come up with some of my own ideas. So I guess this is still somehow multitasking, and because of all this, like especially when technology and internet is so easily accessible, yeah, we tend to do it a lot more without us actually noticing. Yeah, so we kind of lost that connection with mindfulness, and so a lot of the time we're actually not being mindful enough and stay in that moment enough. So it then brings me to this question, like, is it even possible for us to not multitask? Yeah, I guess if we really want to practice it, we can actually do it, but I guess for most of us, it's quite impossible unless we really, really want it and try to, you know, make a plan and stick to it, or else, because nowadays we are living in a world that technology are so easily accessible to us, it takes us literally just seconds to multitask. We click on stuff immediately, then it happens. We don't even have time to think about it before we perform the action itself. So if you ask me again, like in today's world, is it possible not to multitask? I really doubt if I say yes. Yeah, so in the long term, we know that if we are so used and doing this, like, we lost the connection with mindfulness, we are not being mindful enough. In the long term, it's harder for us to actually keep ourselves focused on one single task. Yeah, actually, like I said, like, no, scientists have found that humans are actually designed, I know it's not quite the right word, but yeah, designed to just focus on one single task. I mean, we evolve in this way. Yeah, so our concentration actually works better when we are focusing on one single task, but because of all these distractions around us, and especially in today's world, everything is so easily accessible for us. So it's even harder for us to keep ourselves focused on one single task. I guess a lot of you might have similar experience as well if you really think about it. Yeah, so our ability to concentrate fully on the task that we are doing tend to decrease over time, and it's harder for us to go into the flow state of working. Yeah, I'm not sure how many of you have heard of this flow state. Yeah, when we are fully immersing ourselves in doing something that we enjoy or we like it, yeah, we go into the flow state that will keep us motivated and enjoy doing whatever that we're doing, which in turn will increase our productivity level as well. So it's actually it's actually optimum state that all of us might want to go in when we're trying to do something, because if most of the time we don't find joy in completing something that we're doing, it will be harder for us to just stay focused on that. But let's say we are actually in the state of in the flow state, yeah, we tend to complete it a lot faster and maybe in better quality and all, because you enjoy yourself doing it. So yeah, so one of the reasons that sometimes when we find that we don't find joy in completing something that we do, it's probably because we're actually not immersing ourselves enough in the work that we're doing, because and maybe we're actually being distracted by some other stuff. Yeah, it's understandable that sometimes there are things that we don't like doing. Yeah, and we have no choice to avoid it. The only option is to do it. Yeah, I guess like let's say for me, assignment wise, not all the assignments are topics that I enjoy doing it, but to get to the end of the degree, I have to complete it anyhow, right? And of course I want good marks. Yeah, it's not like I simply submit a piece of work and I'm done with it. I will not be happy with the low marks if let's say I did it that way. Yeah, so there are times that we have to complete something that is not out of our interest, but we can then take it as a challenge or task while doing them. Just like kind of like tell yourself like, you know, it's a challenge. Let's challenge this and yeah, fight it and we will get to it at the end of the day. Yeah, something like this. So when you're doing it, you're actually trying to put your focus on it. Yeah, you concentrate as much as you can so that you at like in it will result it will then turns into something that you are actually looking for. Yeah. So on the other hand, when it's something that you truly like it or you enjoy it, you can take it as a hobby kind of task or habit kind of thing and fully immerse yourself in it and enjoy the process of doing it. Yeah. And then you complete whatever is needed. Throughout that, you find joy doing it itself. Yeah. Instead of, you know, I really enjoy doing this, but I have to keep thinking about the task B, task C, task D, and etc. That is along the way that I still haven't completed or I haven't even have time to think about it yet. Yeah, if you're constantly doing that, even task A that we enjoy, we won't do it well or find joy from it. Yeah, so I have to admit that the reason that topic comes out, yeah, is because I noticed myself becoming more and more anxious while working on my assignments and the tasks that I'm supposed to do. Yeah, because there's still a lot of, you know, upcoming tasks waiting for me, and I know if I don't concentrate and focus on, let's say, task A, let's not even talk about task B, task C, and task D, because I don't even have that brain capacity to complete everything at one go. I have to do it. I have to break it down and tackle it one by one. So it's been quite some time that I've been thinking about, like, you know, practicing my concentration and improving my focus and things like this. Yeah, I've tried meditation before. Yeah, of course, don't expect things to, you know, improve immediately. There's no superpower. Most of us things in this world takes practice. Yeah, so I remember at the beginning, even sitting there for meditation makes me feel anxious. Yeah, it took me some practice to slowly get better at it and feel more comfortable at it. Yeah, so that I'm able to sit there for a little longer and just focusing on, you know, meditation itself instead of keep thinking about a lot of other stuff. Yeah, of course, sometimes it's unavoidable that you might still get distracted by some thoughts, but that's meditation, right? When you get distracted, you try to bring yourself back again and focus on your breathing and yeah, things like this. So after some time when I was better able to practice it, I feel a lot calmer whenever I complete the 10-minute meditation. Yeah, so another thing that actually helps is reading. I don't know, I didn't really go on and research about it, and I don't know if you guys have similar experience as well. So for me, sometimes when I was reading, even let's say just a 10-minute read, don't talk about those long hours read yet. So yeah, I could notice that it actually helps me in calming myself down, and probably because I'm trying to understand and make sense of what the author was trying to convey in the book, which result in me feeling more calmer, and so that after that I was able to better continue and focus on the stuff on the task that I'm supposed to work on. So another thing that I noticed that help is actually the strategy of 5 minutes. Yeah, sometimes it's just those thoughts that have been so distracting, like, yeah, there's so many things that we are constantly worrying about, and you know, even if we are enjoying ourselves doing, let's say, task A, we worry about what if after we put in so much effort and task A didn't comes out as what you're expecting, or it's not as good as what you're expecting. Yeah, so sometimes we just tend to overthink or ruminate over things so easily. So the strategy of 5 minutes sometimes helps, because you know it's just going to be 5 minutes, you won't put that much of effort into criticizing what you're going to do in that 5 minutes. You just start on working on that task itself. Yeah, so because you get rid of all this rumination and overthinking during that 5 minutes, sometimes even within that 5 minutes, you're able to go into that flow state. Yeah, so after that, you automatically focus better because you already overcome that stage of overthinking and rumination. Yeah, so then you go into the flow state more easily and enjoy and focusing on your task, stuff like this. Yeah, so I guess to answer my own question about like why are we still multitasking even though we already know about all those potential negative outcomes or negative impacts that multitasking will bring, is because we are just so used to being to multitask in today's world, because everything is so easily accessible, and if we don't mindfully remind ourselves or take some practice to ensure that we are not doing it, multitasking, we still tend to go into that so easily because it has become a habit. Yeah, and sometimes because it's so easily, it already built a network in your brain that you can just immediately go into it even without you thinking about it and stuff like this. Yeah, so if let's say we really want to work on it, one thing that we might have to think about is to really remind ourselves and be mindful of it, and to practice a lot more so that you won't go into that multitasking state so easily. Yeah, so I guess and let's say if you guys are interested in how to practice it, yeah, I guess the few tips that I've been trying, I've been practicing might help you guys as well. Yeah, if you haven't already tried it before, yeah, you could try it out and let me know if it works. Yeah, so I guess other than that, that's the end of this topic that I'd like to share, and about insight. Yeah, I remember it was 2 days ago, I was reading, and this butt in chair strategy actually hits me. Oh yeah, so butt in chair is actually a strategy that I can't remember which writer come up with this strategy. So it's basically like telling the writers to sit down, yeah, put your butt in chair and just sit down and write, and put away all those distractions, potential distractions. Yeah, I guess it's quite related to today's topic. Yes, so yeah, so so just make sure you sit down, and after you sit down, you started writing. Yeah, in that way, over time, you get your work done. So I guess it's applicable to a lot of our daily life conditions as well. Like let's say I have an assignment to do and you keep procrastinating, yeah, just make sure you sit down, sit in front of your laptop or your PC and open it up and look at it, and you will start looking at it and working on it. Maybe at the beginning productivity level wasn't that high, but slowly you get to it. And yeah, and of course one of the important thing is to make sure you put away your distractions. If you know your phone is your distraction, put it away. If you know you will tend to go on any social media, try to disconnect it for some time or stuff like this. Yeah, you know what distract you, then you try to avoid it, and then put yourself, make sure you sit down, yeah, butt in chair, and started working on things that you're supposed to do. Yeah, once you started, most of the time the hardest part is actually to start. Once you have started, it's actually not that difficult to continue working on it. Yeah, so I guess that's all from me today. If you do like our episode, do if you're watching on YouTube, you can like it and share it to your friends, and if you do have any comments or any thoughts that you'd like to share with us, feel free to drop us a message on any of our social media platform or email to us. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a review for us as well. Yeah. Other than that, I'll see you guys next week. And thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, do share with your friends and family and leave us a review on the Apple Podcast. If you're not using an Apple device, you can leave a review on the Apple Podcast website with the link in the show notes. If you have any feedback or thoughts which you hope that we'll discuss in the future, feel free to email them to us at hello@inkthoughts.com, or alternatively, you can send us a private message on our Facebook, Instagram or Twitter with the username of inkthoughtspod. Thanks again, and see you all next week. Bye-bye.